Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Maddie B, alongside Harvin Bronell once again. Before we get into this week's episode, I just wanted to share some big news. The Drive the Green boys have officially partnered with Player Golf to give our followers a slick offer. We got a sponsor. Use the promo code DRIVETHEGREEN to receive 15% off your offer. That's Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Okay, the boys will get you suited up there and knock a few bucks off your total. But it's time to get into the pod. We got a big show today. We're going to talk a little bit about the Valero Texas Open quickly. Then we're going to get into the Zurich Classic, and we've been waiting for this. It's walk-up tune week.
Yeah.
We're going to do some predictions on the walk-up tunes for a few of the pairings, and then we'll get into our picks. We'll be breezing through those once again. Hopefully no one's copying them because they've been horrific. And then why not make more picks this week?
Yeah. So, it can't get worse.
Yeah, we cannot get any worse. So, but before we get into that stuff, let's talk Valero Texas Open. Andrew Landry, the Spittin' Bandit, gets his first career victory.
That was a great caption. How did you notice that?
Yeah, I was just watching it. Well, for those of you that don't follow us on social media, I happened to catch Mr. Landry in the middle of Happens to Us All. Had a little spit in his mouth and didn't quite get the distance he had hoped for. A little bit on the shirt, a little backhand brush. Get that off my shirt pocket. And yeah, I just happened to be watching it and glanced over, and Mullinax, I think, was teeing off there, and they close-upped on him, just hawking it all over himself.
Like 80% of it went to the ground, and then...
Yeah, just that straggler, you know, that little straggler that tends to always be there.
The pasty spit when you got a little bit of nerves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was nervous. Not as nervous as Mullinax, though, on that 7th. It was actually teeing off on 17 that he did that. Mullinax bombed it down right in front of the bunker, and then the old grip it a little too tight.
Yeah.
Hit it a foot short.
Chili dip.
Chili dip. Yeah. Right into the bunker, and then he bogeyed, and he was done. Landry goes to the last.
Landry played solid. Like, he didn't make mistakes
on Sunday. Well, he birdied the first four holes, and it was cruise control from there.
And I mean, he's a bit of a goofy-looking guy to begin with, and then when he put those boots on, it wasn't a good look for him.
I love the novelties that some of the tournament champions have to wear, like that. And I mean, it'd be nice to win the Hawaii one where you get the lay on you. And
or even the Bay Hill where you get the Arnie cardigan.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, the Masters, Mike Weir's still wearing that thing, but...
So was Patrick Reed.
So was Patrick Reed, and...
Sleeping in it.
But yeah, cowboy boots for the Valero, and I mean...
They were six sizes too big for him.
Or maybe he's just got Meghan Markle legs, who knows?
Oh, man. Those legs.
Matty B legs.
What happened to her calves? She's so glorious, and then... She's all shin. All shin bone. All shin bone. But yeah, I mean, it was a good tournament. You know, got to watch quite a bit. That interesting course with the bunker in the middle of the 16th green there on the par 3. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, seeing some of those putts where they have to go up into the fringe just to get to the hole if you go deep, which was kind of cool to see.
Kind of reminds me of when Bubba putted into the sand at the Masters when he had to do that.
Yeah.
That hitting awesome. In the bunker for you guys is just still a green and red because you just putt out of it.
Yep. I count it.
Counts towards the putts.
I count it, yeah. counts as putts, yeah. I'll take the putt, but I know I'm not going to flub it and just be in there all day. But yeah, it was a good tournament.
It's great to see new winners on the tour, too. I like when there's new winners.
It just goes to show that anyone can win because you saw Zach and Ryan Moore up there to start. They're in the final group, and they both bombed on Sunday.
They shot even par, but that was bombing
for that course. That was bombing for that course. So it's just like one of those things where I guess they were in the final group on Saturday, not Sunday, and they had poor rounds, right? I think so. Or was it the last round? I'm not sure.
Sunday.
Yeah. It was just one of those things where you think one of those two guys winning because they're big names, but now anyone can win.
And they have the...
wide open.
They have the groups of three for the final round, hey?
Yeah.
For the weekend.
Yeah, because they teed off early, too.
Yeah.
Like, it was an early tee off. It wasn't like the Masters where they tee off at 3 o'clock Eastern.
I mean, Does it really matter if it's two or three?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like it for the majors. I like twosomes, but
yeah,
these tournaments, whatever.
Now, speaking of new guys, what about the prodigy there?
Joaquin,
not a bad first week on the job and his $225,000 paycheck.
Yeah, that'll pay a few bills. What is he, 19? 19 years old?
He looks 12.
Gets him into some more tourneys. And
yeah, some more tournaments. I know prior to that he was expecting to play in a bunch, and I mean, he plays like that, he's going to get in a lot more and keep his card for a while. But yeah, and then sure enough, we make fun of the Canadians, the fellow Canucks, all missing the cut, and then sure enough, the next week they shut us back up by Hearn being T16 and Connor's T26.
Hearn being T16 is the biggest surprise.
Yeah, he just randomly shows up at tournaments. He'll be 135th, and then in maybe five tournaments in a row, and then all of a sudden T16. So he still got it. And then Connor's is with Mac Hughes. Paired with Mac Hughes, I think, this week.
Yep, couple Canadians.
Couple Canucks. Hopefully they can.
The only two Canucks in the field, I believe.
Put a run on it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but guys who had not so hot weeks. Luke List.
Back down to likable.
Your boy.
Yeah, he's just sort of likable now.
For you, I still love him.
But yeah, he's right in between lovable and likable. I'm not sure what.
Sooner or later, you had to miss a cut. It's just a shame it was this week when I had him.
Yeah, he'll be top 10 again soon.
I guess he is human.
Yeah, sweet swinging Luke. I mean, there was Sergio. Sergio missed the cut, too. What is going on with him?
Saw the video?
He's probably got a new driver in the bag this week.
He's going to have a new driver this week.
It took him forever to find it in the bushes when he threw it in there, hey?
Yeah.
And then he started swinging it at the bushes when he finally found it.
He found it. He's just upset that he found it.
Yeah.
I really wanted to lose you. What hole was that on, though?
I don't know. There's a whole bunch of rocks down there, too. It probably just got beat to shit. I don't know. It's funny when they blow up.
Little show that they're human beings, yeah, I guess. Exactly. Little emotion.
Yeah, and then the out-of-nowhere Ben Crane.
Yeah, where's that guy been? I don't think I've seen him since he was wearing that motorbike helmet in that Golf Boys video.
Yeah, in the Golf Boys.
I didn't know he was still alive. I don't know.
And who is Ricky, Bubba, Ben, and who's the fourth one?
Hunter Mahan.
Still kind of around, but the other two are Ricky and Bubba still top of the line. But yeah, Ben Crane, I saw him on the leaderboard, and I was like, I didn't even know he still had his card. Yeah, he still has his card. But last but not least, I'll let Harvey, you wanted to talk about Mr. Bodich here real quick.
Yeah, a bit of a fun fact about Stephen Bodich. And for those listening at home, it is the same Stephen Bodich that got a DUI before the waste management last year.
Legend.
But hey, it's a party tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just couldn't wait to get to the course.
Yeah.
Or he hadn't stopped from the practice round the night before.
But the fun fact is that he has played three tournaments this year on the PGA Tour and has yet to shoot under par.
Including what, 82, 83 this week?
Include 82, 83, this plus 21 in his two rounds at the Valero Texas Open.
So he shot 82, 83, and what did Landry win the tournament at? 18 under?
Yeah.
Oof. Yikes. I think
you're a long ways.
He's a long ways away. Yeah. Plus 21 in the cut was like plus one.
It's a lot of grass in between there.
Yeah.
20 strokes off the cut.
20 strokes off the cut. Holy
That'd
cow.
Drive anyone to drink.
Yeah. No wonder.
Here's hoping he turns his life around him.
Yep. So
maybe he retains his card for another year. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it was another good tournament. I mean, it's always fun watching golf on Sunday, regardless of what the tournament is. But now we get into a pretty slick tournament. Before we get to that, we got yet another pro tip coming at you from Mikey B. Same pro as last week. He was excited to be on the pod, so he sent us another tip for this week. And this week it's a tip to hit your long irons more pure. So what he wants you to do or try is to play the ball one ball forward of center. So you put your weight about 50-50 on your feet and just swing it like it's a short iron. Most people obviously try to help the ball up in the air with their long irons, but Mike tells people to swing a 7 or an 8 iron, then switch to a 4 iron and replicate that swing, but with the ball slightly one ball ahead. and you'd be amazed at the at what you'd see from it. He said it works wonders. So I think I'm going to give her a shot.
I'll be giving that a go.
Mikey B quickly becoming a friend of the pod.
Mikey B is a friend of the pod. Yeah. And you can, if you aren't already, you can follow Mikey on social media. His Instagram is at Mikey, MIKEY.golf. And we'll link it up in the show notes to his website and his social media accounts. And
he's got a few good videos on there, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm happy to have him as a friend of the pod because... for those of you out there who don't follow him, he's a good follow. He's got a lot of good tips, and he'll be back. All right, now we'll get into the Zurich Classic. This is it's gonna be a fun tournament for those of you who aren't aware of the format this week. It's gonna be played obviously four rounds in teams of two. Round one and three are gonna be played best ball style, and rounds two and four are gonna be alternate shots. So you obviously get one round of each. And then they're going to cut it down to the top 35.
Out of 80.
Out of 80 pairs.
Yeah.
And then they're going to play the same order, best ball and alternate shot. So, but the big thing going on with this tournament is walk-up tunes. Now, it should be noted, though, that only the top 35 that make the cut, because they're doing these walk-up songs on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Which is, I guess, makes sense. Otherwise, they have to queue up 80 tunes. I mean,
doable, but
I don't know why they wouldn't. But
it's a little bit lazy, surprise to me. But
yeah, a little bit lazy. But we're not lazy. We got a bunch of predictions to go through here. Yeah. So yeah,
handful.
And one fun fact about the course, the TPC of Louisiana, it's in the top 15 longest courses that the PGA plays every year, but it's also one of the top 33% easiest courses. So even though it's so long, we should see some low scores out there with the format that they're playing.
Should. The best ball portion, for sure. The alternate shot, anything can happen there.
It is also a bunch of swamps, so there could be some penalty strokes.
Yeah. Rough. The rough must not be too bad, though, hey?
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Lots of bunkers, lots of water.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Fun to watch.
Should be.
All right. Well, let's get into these predictions.
All right.
So we'll go in order here. We got our first...
We're doing 10.
10 teams.
10 teams.
Yeah.
Our predictions.
And then we'll.
And I hope that we nail them all because they're pretty bang on.
We'll throw a couple, you know, singles in after guys that we.
Yeah, we got. Well, we got. We're going to go with the song that we want. We believe that they're going to use. And then we got some, obviously, some honorable mention songs. But, all right. So, first one up, we got Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson.
Ooh. They might be the favorites to win this week, too, hey?
Yeah, I think...
How'd they get that team? Like, normally it's a ranked guy and then someone who just...
They just pick a guy, qualified for the tournament. Yeah, but... I don't know. I think there was some debate about them last year and then they missed the cut, so they're like, oh, I guess you guys can play again this year.
Yeah.
But maybe no one was allowed to pick them in out of our...
Yeah, so we couldn't pick them in this,
because they seem too stacked, but...
But for those of you that have listened to the pod from day one, I think it's a pretty obvious choice for song, but... Without further ado, Henrik Stenson, Justin Rose, their walk-up tune. Perfect. Why do these guys wear sunglasses at all times?
Not at all times. When it's sunny, they aren't on.
Yeah.
But cloudy days, in the rain...
At night. Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect song. I would like to think they're coming up to that, but, I mean, who knows? They're definitely going to be wearing sunglasses, but obviously some honorable mentions for the tunes. We got ZZ Top, Cheap Sunglasses, Rick Ross Sunglasses, Miranda Lambert, Pink Sunglasses.
We got a theme there.
Yeah, a little bit of a theme.
I think there's a few more with sunglasses in the title, too. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean...
It makes
Corey Hart's the go-to, yeah.
I thought maybe Stenson might want some ABBA or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. You never know. I honestly, I'd be amazed if it's not sunglasses at night, but hey, I'm going to be amazed if none of these are correct, because I think we're pretty bang on all of them. Yeah. All right, now into group number two, Jim Furyk and David Duval.
It's always amazing that David Duval's still playing golf.
How is this a group?
I think actually Jim got a sponsor's exemption, and he was just like, "Dave, you want to be my group?
You want to You want to play a round of golf and then go do your job still at the golf channel?
Yeah, they get two rounds in.
They'll get two rounds, one of each. But, yeah, again, I think this is what it's going to be. Shall we listen?
Yep.
All right. That's a perfect representation of their games right now.
It even says Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Jim literally called up David Duval and said, and I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I want, but you won't play golf with me? Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. Oh, we have some pretty slick honorable mentions, though, for these two old gentlemen.
Neil Young,
old man. And Lucas Graham once I was 7 years old.
Just a whole bunch of age jokes, and it's glorious.
Well, I mean, they are old.
Maybe they'll have fun with it.
Yeah, not bad. All right, into number three, Sergio Garcia and Rafa Cabrera Bello.
Couple beauties.
Team Spaniard. I wonder where this one's going. Let's hear it.
You want to go?
Yeah, right into it.
Had to,
yep.
Fun fact, Pitbull is in that song, and I don't even think I hear him once.
It's going to be something by Pitbull.
Producer.
Or are they going to go the other way and it just be like a mariachi band? Oh, is that Mexican or is that Spanish? I'm not sure. They might have a live band, mariachi band, just playing them in.
Yeah, well, Answer. There are two Mexicans together, Answer and I can't remember who his partner is, but obviously honorable mentions for that one. Anything by Daddy Yankee or Pitbull and Despacito. Yeah.
That's all you can think of,
eh?
I could see it being Despacito. We might have got that one wrong, but still in the honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Sergio seems like a Despacito type of guy. I think he likes the Biebs for sure.
Yeah, pretty, so far so good, I think. Three for three.
With how he's been playing lately, it might be just some random, like, heavy metal.
Yeah. System of a Down.
Angry.
The biggest thing for me that I'm excited about is having this as a playlist when this is all said and done. Like, I'm just excited for the playlist. I'll remember this pod for years when this playlist just randomly pops up on my phone and I get to listen to it. All right, number four. Bubba Watson and Matt Kuchar.
Couple goofballs.
The lovable doofus.
What's going to happen with this?
Friggin' Bubba.
Like, they're either going to win or lose by
win, hopefully, when we get to the pick segment of today's episode.
Well, but it's going to be an interesting ride for sure.
But whatever could we pick for their walk-up tune?
Let's find out.
Not surprising.
Wait for it, though.
Okay.
And Bubba.
Fucking Bubba. Oh, yep.
Just a couple goofball
clowns.
For different reasons.
The lovable doofus and Bubba. Holy cow. Yep. Bang on again.
If they're not using that, we should tag them in this and they should make a quick switch.
Yeah, they're definitely getting tagged. That's just the perfect.
But our honorable mentions were bad too. the Christian rock song for Bubba.
I figured
it's something by Weird Al. Oh yeah. They're something else. That's just a weird team, but hopefully they do well for me. Number five on the list, John Daly and the biggest friend of the pod, Rory Sabatini. How is this guy getting in this many tournaments?
He's got to be paying an entry fee or something.
Yeah.
He's entertaining to watch. Like, he's had blow-ups
Yeah.
At multiple tournaments.
If there's ever been a tournament to wear your cowboy hat, Rory.
Yeah.
It's this one.
Yeah.
I'd love... Rory's like my Mount Rushmore of podcast guests.
And Big John's my Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, John Daly, Rory Sabatini, what do we got in store for them?
That's just a good song. Very nice.
That's a good song, yeah.
Throwback for John Daly.
Yeah, he's Rory. I mean, Rory probably doesn't get a say in it whatsoever, so John's picking it.
If John's picking it, isn't he just going with a song that he wrote and sings?
Hit It Hard, man.
Yeah, Hit It Hard. Yeah, that sounds like it might be the one, but...
I mean, any song involving drinking or smoking.
Yep.
Could have been John and Rory, I assume.
Or maybe he goes with his buddy, Hootie there.
Darius Rucker?
Yeah.
Good
buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anything's possible with John and Rory, but...
And not Darius Rucker, like Hootie and the Blowfish stuff is what I'm hoping.
Not.
No, like I'm hoping for Hootie and the Blowfish. Okay.
All right.
I had Friends in Low Places, Garth Brooks, too, down there.
Yeah.
It's about drinking with your buddies.
They both at rock bottom, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep, for sure. All right, number six. Brant Snedeker and J.B. Holmes. Another weird
boys.
Southern boy pairing, but could be a sleeper group for sure. J.B. bombing it and Brant sinking all the putts. But Brant Snedeker, J.B. Holmes.
What do you think?
Well, I think there's got to be some sort of theme with where they're from here, but
there's got to be some sort of twang in this one for sure.
Let's see what it is.
Bingo. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise,
early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Mr. Sunshine on my goddamn shoulders, John Denver.
John Denver's full of shit, man. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's bang on for them, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm excited to recap this to see how well we did it, but next on the list... Ian Poulter and Graham McDowell. Again, a couple
Euro trash.
Yeah, older Englishmen. Graham hasn't really been seen that much of.
He was in that one tournament.
Yeah, too. That one.
Yeah,
that's his funny. Collars keep getting bigger.
Yeah, his collars. What is
and the buttons, so like they're arched. Pretty soon, that's just going to be a full button-up, Phil Mickelson style.
It'll be a... It'll be Knight's Tale, horse jousting, neck collar, whatever the hell you call it. Yeah, because it is so starched. Like, it's like perfectly, you might as well just flip
cardboard
it up.
Cardboard collars.
Yeah, cardboard collars.
Speaking of necks, Ian Poulter.
Yeah, good one, yeah. He doesn't need a collar now, he's got a new chin.
Yeah.
Ian Poulter, Graham McDowell, whatever could it be.
Put pillowcases on again.
Couple of fancy boys. Let's see what it is. There's 2:20 left. Should I play the rest?
I think we get the gist.
Yeah, I think we get her. Yeah.
When we were young.
Yeah.
They could have went with any Adele song, really.
Yeah, I think so.
Europeans.
That one's pretty fitting UK with guys. Them being older, kind of washed up, although Ian might have something to say about being washed up.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a victory. So I think, not bad. Number 8 on the list, Sam Burns and Dirt McGirt. William McGirt, I believe, is on his birth certificate, but Dirt McGirt.
He doesn't go by that anymore.
Well, a name like Dirt and Sam Burns chewing all round.
Oh, they're both avid chewers.
Yeah. So I wonder where we're heading with this. Okay. There it is. Bang on.
It's gotta be.
That could be Andrew Landry's as well. Except he chews tobacco spit on his shirt. Yeah, I mean, couple decent honorable mentions too. Dirt Road Anthem, Jason Aldean, Colin Baton Rouge. But yeah, those Burns and McGirt. Sam, I must have taken a couple of tournaments off because I haven't heard a whole lot of from him lately.
Haven't seen him at the cheapest guy on your DK teams, or
that's exactly what I mean. Yeah. Because I was a big fan of him on DraftKings early on. So, oh wow, number nine, Jason Duffner and Pat Perez.
Couple turds.
What a pairing.
What a pairing is right.
Couple guys that have ties to Tiger.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
For different reasons.
For different reasons. They both are fairly similar in the, you know, generally let themselves go and their hair and, you know. But like we said, Duffner is always in my good books after winning us the pool a couple years ago. So,
oh yeah.
A little bit of money, but
championship win.
Yep. You got her. All right, let's see what we got in store for them. Yep. Even white boys got to shout.
Couple big rigs.
The biggest of rigs.
Oh, yeah.
Honorable mention. Before he cheats, Carrie Underwood.
There's that tiger tie.
There's that tiger tie. Oh, boy. Poor Jason. But, hey, what could you do?
Especially because he out-kicked his coverage on that wife, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Tiger reminded him of that.
He's aged 15 years in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
It's great.
He's incredible. Also the author of one of the greatest pictures of all time where he's at that in that kindergarten class sitting on his hands. Do you remember that picture? Yeah. Do you see that? People started posting it in like all types of different scenarios. He's just all
legs out, legs straight out
on the floor, sitting on his hand, like head down. Oh, I love that picture.
He does have a baby face, for sure.
I think that might be the pod picture for this week.
Now that you mention it.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, we'll throw
move
that
over, up. Rory Sabatini.
Yeah, sorry, Rory. Yeah.
Move over for most of his picture, Rory.
Yeah, but, that's definitely it. Oh, last of the 10 here before we get into our singles. We got Patrick Reed and Patrick Cantlay. Couple of Patricks.
Pat squared.
I feel bad for Patrick Cantlay this week, but
I think we got to apologize prior to what we're picking for this. Sorry, yeah. Cantlay.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sure you're a good guy and all, but I mean, whatever the opposite of friend of the pod is, that's who you're paired with this week. So, without further ado. We had to play it twice. Him and his friggin' green jacket.
Once again, sorry to Patrick Cantlay.
But that's too perfect.
Yeah.
But he does say it in first person, so really there's only one loser in that scenario. So
is that Patrick Reed?
Yeah, I think. Okay. We'll, yeah. That's not correct. Cantlay. Yeah. The non-Cantlay Patrick. But, so essentially honorable mentions for that are every band's worst song.
The worst song you can think of for the worst golfer on tour.
Yeah.
The last track on all their albums. They're just like add-ons.
Yeah, the ones that they're like passion projects that the producers didn't want to tell them to freaks, but they'll throw it on the CD.
I have a
anyway.
Feeling I might be wrong on this one, but God, I want us to be right.
Yeah, me too, yeah. And before we move on into the picks portion of the podcast to end here, we have a few singles that aren't playing this week that we felt we needed to address what we believe their songs would be. Obviously, top of the list here is Phil, the gloat.
The best.
The gloat. But I really wonder what... What Phil could ever come out
with. Could have gone a lot of ways with this.
Could have gone a lot of ways, but I think this is the way that he would have went. And his face lost a
progression. Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count.
Not bad, Phil.
Not sure he knew when to walk away.
He did not know when to walk away.
That's because he's a bad gambler? Is that why we're going to that? Okay.
Phil. Yeah, he's probably going to be on tour a couple extra years due to some lost wages, but...
I thought we'd just go with whatever your accountant listens to. Whatever your accountant listens to when he's doing your taxes. That's what Phil's coming out to.
Yeah. He's got a lot of trust. A lot of trust. The fray. Well, number two on the singles, Tiger Woods. Tiger. I mean, you could go Eye of the Tiger or some garbage like that, but that's kind of a cop-out.
Or Roar.
Yeah, Katy Perry, Roar.
I love that song.
Is it more of a lion song, though?
Yeah, I think so. More of a lion. Yeah. I mean, it's a jungle cat of some sort.
But. Yeah, it's close enough.
But what did we actually go with? Guy can't give it up.
Tiger.
Can't give it up.
Candy means prescription pills. That's what it means?
Yeah. Okay. That it's bang on, yeah.
I like that one.
Yep. Speaking of drugs, last but not least, Dustin Johnson's on the singles list. And what do we got for Dustin?
Dustin.
The Dust Chin. Nailed it. Nailed
back
it.
To the sniffle powder days.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, that was
sorry,
fun.
Dustin, but
that was fun.
He's yep. trying to turn a corner, turn a new page in his life, and you guys just bring him back to where
I tell you what, if
dark times,
if these 10 teams go with these songs, that tournament will be lit up because this will be a rousing success.
I do want to mention the Canucks have already chose their song.
Yes.
And are choosing
and we posted
Big
it
League
the,
by Tom Cochran.
Very...
In support of the Humboldt Broncos.
Very very nice of them.
Absolutely.
That was pretty cool when they decided to do that, so big
what,
ups for
any
them.
Any other predictions? Or?
Well, we didn't talk about them, but I feel like KJ Choi, Charlie Wee, or Kevin Na and Byung An... Like, they gotta be
going... Where are you going with this, or...
They gotta be going Gangnam Style, one of those two groups, right? Like, Kung Fu Fighting?
Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting.
Is that racist?
I don't think so.
I don't mean to be. I'm assuming guys are gonna have fun with this, so I imagine...
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, would think so. I mean, I
actually
think so. Is it
racist that we put a bunch of country songs for the redneck white boys?
I don't think so. I actually think someone's going to use Gangnam Style. But we'll find out. We'll find out soon enough. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to see who makes the cut because, I mean, it'll be interesting, A, to see the songs afterwards and then to see who actually gets the songs. Because there's some guys that probably won't even pick a song until Friday if they make the cut. They just haven't thought that far ahead.
It would really stink if all these 10 missed the cut and we never found out.
Yeah. Well, we'd be 10 for 10.
Yeah.
We're probably going to be, surprised. I think we're going to be like six, 7 out of 10, but.
Well, we got one wrong for sure, unfortunately, but.
Yeah.
We had to pick it.
Yeah, he might pick it, but. All right, that wraps up the walk-up tune prediction portion of the podcast.
Let's do the pick review quick.
Might as well rip through the pick review here.
Okay, last week. Yuck.
Yuck. Well, I mean, I had 3 cuts. How many cuts Harf have?
Harf had one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I also had one.
Okay, yep.
I had Jimmy Walker fourth and 2 miscuts, Sergio and Kevin Na. Yike. Average of 50. Wasn't last, though, because Harv had two missed cuts and Summer Hayes was 58th. His missed cuts were Luke List, Ryan Palmer, who I'm sure you'll never pick ever again.
Never again. The course horse has really let me down.
Average is 68.
Ugh, that's 68 a big number. Try and beat that one, boys.
I don't think it's going to take three cuts.
Yes.
Matty B.
Three cuts.
Neiman, sixth.
Neiman.
Bo Hostler, 51st. Charlie Hoffman just made her, tied for 64th for an average of 40. His fourth week win out of eight. Harv has three. I have one.
Wow.
Season averages. Get this. First place, Matty B with 32.6. Second place, Brodel, 33.1. And third place, Harv, 33.8.
Wow. Ooh. That is tight
within,
season
within stands. One.
But yeah, four-week wins.
Yeah, but...
Well, your season average is only good because the one tournament you won was actually really good.
And I picked
And you picked a winner once. But, let's get into that.
Who you got?
I got Spieth and Palmer, Bubba and Kuchar, and Charles and Louis. I have no idea what's going to happen with that team.
What was your reasoning behind any of those?
Spieth and Palmer. I mean, Palmer missed the cut last week for you, so I have a feeling he's going to do really well for me. And he's with Spieth.
They're buddies.
Yeah, sure. A couple Texans. Bubba and Kuchar, the lovable doofus, and Bubba. So I think they're going to be their top five, I think. And then Charles and Louis, these two could be really good and could be dead last. Because for some reason, they just have not
volatile.
Been on it. Yeah, they're just not on lately. So those are mine.
All right, I'll go next. I got my first pair is Jimmy Walker and Sean O'Hare. Both were top five last week at the Valero. Both playing well. I don't know. What other reason do I need?
You don't.
Okay, good. Brant Snedeker and J.B. Holmes.
There it is. Yeah.
Yep. Threw him on the sound predictions.
Yeah. John fucking Denver.
I think they got a good mix of abilities. JB smashing it. Brant with the short
classic
game.
Yeah.
And then I got Daniel Berger and Gary Woodland.
Nice.
No reason for them. They could both get hot. I don't know.
Could. Probably won't.
No. They're missing the cut.
We will never know what their walk-up song is. All right. I am going with Justin Thomas and Bud Cauley.
All right.
JT seems to always be up there, leading the FedEx Cup. But the lead is dwindling, so he's got to bump that average or that points back up, so he'll probably play well. Carey Cauley, I would imagine. Sergio and Rafa. They look good, play good, right? They're going to probably be two of the sharpest dressed guys out there.
Bale's going to have that yellow hat.
Sergio's got
full rod
exercise some demons here, so gearing up for the... players, but so I went with them and then did something I have basically chastised everyone for doing and picking last year's champion. But I'm going with it because it's a bit of a different goofy format, and that's Cam Smith and Jonas Blixt.
That's an interesting pairing, Ed.
Yeah, very.
They won last year, and
yep,
Cam's kind of been up there. Jonas has been
I find it weird that
the radar for a while, but he was top 15 at Harbortown a couple weeks back, so
he was a good player for a number of years there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was around. He was in that match play. I don't know if he won or he lost in the final, but he's pretty good. But I find it weird that it's FedEx Cup points for a pairs tournament.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems weird to me.
And they both get over a million if they win.
Yeah. Just weird. But I guess with the cut being 35, it's still 70 players. Still same amount of roughly players. So
yeah,
makes sense of how
it's a big purse.
Big purse, but all right. Well, that wraps it up for this week. Once again, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Player Golf, for hooking the boys up and the listeners and hopping alongside us as we take this ride. So check it out once again, plyrgolf.com. And until next week, it's time to hit the clubhouse.
Open, come up, star.